Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. It's our delight to have you on board with us. Let me remind you, as the days come and go, call your friends, relatives, acquaintances, and neighbors. Invite them to join in, tune in each day at this same time for the Let's Face the Issues broadcast. As we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, do so based on the authority of Scripture. The Word of God, it is the source book for truth. It is the book of truth. Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That was the statement of the Lord Jesus in John 8:31 and 32. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major serious deficit, and that is in the realm of truth. Today, we're going to be talking about America transformed. Socialism. Perhaps you've not heard the term. Perhaps you've not listened to Bernie Sanders. Perhaps you've not watched AOC in action, or Nancy Pelosi and her diatribe, and now Joe Biden. What do they call him, Sleepy Joe? Joe Biden has moved completely to the left with the socialist, Marxist, democratic agenda. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today how the coronavirus integrates with the transformation of America, the transforming of our nation into a socialistic nation. By the way, socialism is just communism light. So if you wonder how to fit that into the puzzle of life, socialism is communism light. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number today is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studio and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, dialogue, and discussion. We've got a ton of things to talk about today, but we'd be delighted to have you to jump in at any point in time and ask your question or put in, as one person called it, your 2 cents worth as to what we're talking about and looking at today. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then in John 17:17, Jesus made that de facto declaratory statement when he said, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to look to. Yes, I understand that a lot of folks say, well, you know, you're blending politics with the biblical truth. No, I'm not. When you look at the Word of God from cover to cover, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation chapter 22, you find that God created the home, he created government, he created the church, and he created them in that order. And all of Israel had leaders over them, kings and emperors, et cetera, et cetera. Set up a form of government. And government, as you look at it in Romans chapter 13 and 2 Peter, you find the text where government has a twofold purpose. That is to protect good and to prosecute evil. And we found the reversal of that in society today. This is the reason it's so vital that we understand the truth about what is taking place in America, what's taking place in the world around us through the guise and auspices of protecting us from the coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just simply put this down as a little benchmarker. The coronavirus thus far has not taken the lives of as many as we have found in recent previous years of the common flu. Both are deadly. Both can be very, very deadly, especially in those that are infirmed and up in age. So I'm not trying to in any way discount the fact that the virus is deadly. But I do want us to understand that we've gone through a total lockdown that's diametrically changing the nation of America, transforming it into a nation that we've not recognized. And when you tell the truth, there are a lot of folks that don't like that. In fact, it was George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. You find Joe Biden, that is now the Democratic Socialist Marxist Party candidate for president. Sometimes he doesn't even know what state he's in. I'm talking about the state, like in the one of the states in the United States of America. Sometimes he doesn't even understand the question and will go off in an erratic answer that's not even germane to the question. He's been hiding out now for the past couple of months in his basement. He's been accused of sexual impropriety, and he won't even talk about it. The Socialist Marxist Communist Network News are trying to hold his hands up and give an answer for him. It's coming today. He's going to have to come out of the closet and out of the basement and answer the questions himself as to what took place. I don't know what took place. You don't know what took place. But it's a sad commentary when we find the media and all of the socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic talking heads all of a sudden saying that it's been fully investigated and he's innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stick to the truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but that's my position. Standing the truth, standing up to the truth, learning the truth, loving the truth, listening to the truth, seeking the truth, living the truth, and defending the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes we have to, if we defend the truth, we might have to stand alone to do so. Sometimes if we defend the truth in some categories and areas in society, we'll find ourselves alone, out on the limb, if you will, of defending the truth of that issue. But that's okay. I believe that's the way God would have it for the Christian, is to take a position based on the truth and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment company that specializes in turnkey business packages with individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment, full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Their power equipment for the landscape lawn care is for homeowners as well as for the professional landscaper. They carry a full line of Honda generators for the backup equipment for hurricane preparedness. They have a full staff of people that can answer all your questions about hurricane preparedness equipment and or the power equipment for lawn care at your home or business. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's right where the gigantic flag flows, ladies and gentlemen. Flagpole there, that's a gigantic flagpole with a huge, huge, huge American flag flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917. America transformed socialism. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation has gone through the experience for the past few months of an authoritarian lockdown system that's transforming our constitutional republic. Now, I say that dogmatically. I'm a central biblicist first and a constitutionalist. I believe in God and guns. I believe that we need to defend our liberties. I believe that we need to take a stand on our Bill of Rights and stand for them, the freedom that we have in America. But we've been witnessing a full-blown new normal in our nation today, a full-blown new normal, as is the this thing of being put in position of being locked down, what's being put in place for our nation today. And most have become sheeple and not people, and they're just simply being corralled and frightened into position of lockdown and fearful of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. God's not given us a spirit of fear. We need to faith him and understand, ladies and gentlemen, though what I am saying today is woefully frightening. What we're talking about today is something that shall take place. It is simply pointing to things to come in the future after the rapture of the church, where the full-fledged dictatorship by the Antichrist will be in place. That doesn't mean we need to be frightened or fearful. That means that we need to rejoice in the realization and the recognition that God is on the throne, that what God has said shall take place just as God has said it will take place. So we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, the dress rehearsal for the future after the rapture of the church. We're watching the dress rehearsal of the transformation of our nation and, yea, even the globe around us. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, 6 months ago, all Americans could sleep when they wanted to sleep. They could shop where they wanted to shop. They could go where they wanted to go. They could live as they wanted to live. Students were in school. Mom and dad were all working or at home in their jobs and their professions and their places of employment. Churches were still free to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ under the protection of the Bill of Rights. President Trump was on the fast track for re-election November 3rd of this year. And all of this, ladies and gentlemen, has simply been put on hold. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. Our nation's been put in a limbo state, all at the direction and the fiat conclusion that that was for our safety, for our protection, for what's best for us from a so-called social, economic, health care position. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that's not what's been happening. I've said it before, and may I say it at the risk of redundancy once again. It's as the professional magician showing you something in the right hand so that you won't pay attention to the left hand. We've been watching the right hand, and most have been asleep and not paying attention to what's happening with the left hand of government. Ladies and gentlemen, the world that's around us are sitting up and taking notice as to what has happened. But we do not know the real source and the real, place of the release of the coronavirus. I believe it was out of a lab in Wuhan, China. I believe it was one that was created. I don't believe it's one that just naturally was made. I believe that it was created in the lab. And by the way, $7.1 million of American money at the authorization and direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci was expended out of taxpayers' pockets, expended for the research of the bats, the horseshoe bats, as they're called, in the laboratory in Wuhan, China. That laboratory is located about 4 miles from Wuhan. That laboratory is located just a couple of miles, I understand, from the wet markets. And it was out of that laboratory that I believe was being where they were playing with fire, as I'd call it. My mother used to say, if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And they're playing with fire in the creation of and the instrumentation of splitting viruses and finding out the reaction, the response, and what would take place. It either purposely or inadvertently was released from that laboratory, ladies and gentlemen. And taxpayers expended about $7.1 million in that. That was two different fundings. One was $3.7 million, and then the balance of it in the second funding that was authorized, signed off on, approved by Dr. Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, God knows exactly who, where, and what took place with that. We don't know exactly. I understand now that not only do we have Department of Homeland Security and the Secretary of State in his office, but also the Pentagon and some of the senators that are investigating, and I believe they'll get to the bottom of it, the investigating why it was released, how it was released, how it got out, and why it was known in China. As far back as about September, I've been saying October. I've read some other documents showing that it's probably about September of last year that Chinese people knew about it. They incinerated millions of bodies, according to some articles, because they knew how they had a major problem. They did not announce it to the world, allowed millions upon millions of travelers out of China to swarm around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, for the month before it, the outbreak in New York, about 350,000 per week were traveling from all parts of the globe from China into and out of New York City. So you wonder why it's the hot spot? Tell you why it's the hot spot, because the seed was sown there of this virus. I'm delighted that one thing that was, I think, beneficial was to stop the traveling as President Trump shut down all international travel when it was discovered early in January. But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, God knows exactly what's happened, how, why, and when. But ladies and gentlemen, in America, due to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, along with Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, we're told that 2.2 million people were going to die unless we shut down America, unless we close down the great capitalistic economic engine called America. That's what we were told. In fact, one of the actors, and I don't go along with all of the actors out of Hollywood, I don't even know who the man is, actor Kevin Sorbos, says, wake up, people. When the state does these things, it's not about your health. Goes on to talk about his urging, wake up. See the danger and the hypocrisy of how the state is exploiting the coronavirus pandemic to grab power and to limit your freedom. It is very, very true. Couldn't have been a truer statement made than he made. And it's actually factual that it is not about the virus, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about your health. It's about our socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats grasping a pandemic, grasping a crisis for the opportunity to fundamentally, using Barack Hussein Obama, our previous president, our Islamic president, Barack Hussein Obama, that said that he was going to fundamentally change America. He was voted into office with that being his major platform. I think we were asleep at the wheel with most Americans. By the way, 31 million Americans did not vote in the 2016 election, and I'm prayerful that this will wake us up to the fact that we need to vote. But he said it was going to fundamentally change America. And the seed that was sown under the Barack Hussein Obama administration are now coming to fruition and blossoming and producing fruit of that fundamental change that he was talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, this has caused panic, fear, and hysteria across America, across our great land today. It's called the coronavirus. They have used that, ladies and gentlemen, on the basis that it's going to supposedly kill 2.2 million people. And thus far, and I've done all of the research on it, you can challenge if you like, or you can look it up and Google it if Google will let you find it anymore. And Google's shutting down any research in relationship to truth. Google and Facebook and YouTube are simply shutting down the conservatives, shutting down the Christians across America. We've talked about that before in this broadcast as to where that's going. But ladies and gentlemen, suppose we're going to have 2.2 million people that are going to die. That set in panic and fear and hysteria across America. And may I remind us, what most do not realize is that a people that's trapped by fear, individuals and human beings that's trapped by fear and panic and uncertainty, will surrender freedom for security. Will surrender freedom for security. And may I say, we've been told that this virus is going to kill millions upon millions of people in America, and citizens must obey the orders of what I call the little tyrants, the mayors across America. I could sit here for the balance of this broadcast and name them, the cities and the states and the little tyrants and some of the things they've done, that they have not even paid attention to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights and what they're trotting over and destroying in America. These little tyrants called mayors and governors across our nation. When you examine all the events and all the results, ladies and gentlemen, we must realize that what's at play is a concerted demonic plan to completely transform our nation. It is a concerted demonic plan to transform America. I've said before, and may I say at the risk of redundancy, ladies and gentlemen, after the lockdown is over and after our freedoms have been given back to us, we're going to find that America will never be the same. Educationally, it'll not be the same. Politically, it'll not be the same. Socially, it'll not be the same. Economically, it'll not be the same. With our medical care, it will not be the same. Every aspect of America is, as we are speaking, being transformed to that which we will never recognize in the future as what we have once known. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an elongated, let's see what you call it, not a tweet, but a text message from a listener says, America is descending into the abyss of communism as our elected representatives sell us out for the communist lies of the World Health Organization and the environmentalist elites. Mandatory vaccines are coming. the phones and everything we use them for are already being tracked. Our lives have been digitized, and we will eventually be assigned the number to correspond with all the recorded information. If Christian conservatives are already being considered enemies of the state has become our enemy. President Trump should reject all of the rhetoric and cut all ties binding our freedom or our what we will do and never return to our former way of life. The American dream is becoming a nightmare. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. That's exactly what we see taking place and what I'm concerned about. Perhaps you'll ask the question, why should a Christian be concerned about socialism and communism? Look at China for a good answer to that question. China's tearing down all the churches. They're imprisoning the pastors, preachers, and those. They're burning Bibles, burning and destroying any religious books, as they call it. They're literally crushing Christianity in the nation of China. I'm told there's about 1 million people, Christians and other religious people, that are incarcerated in the brainwashing reeducational camps or in the gulags or in the work camps where they're working in hard labor simply because of being a Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble if we don't think that could happen in America. It is on the fast track, headed in that direction today. I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a conspiracist. But I want us to understand that we can just see what God's Word says and recognize that that's where we're headed. Yes, after the rapture of the church, and that could happen at any moment, after the rapture of the church, immediately following the rapture of the church, the one that's called the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene. He will be the dictator that will have the name and number, if you will, of every human being on the face of the globe to track. And if you do not bow and bend to the whims and the wishes of the dictatorship, Antichrist governmental authority in that day, you cannot buy or sell. You cannot open your business or run a business or have any income. Yes, it's called the mark of the beast. It's called the 666 of Revelation 13, 18. And we'll talk about it on this broadcast today where Bill Gates has that in mind for every human being on the face of the globe. Some 7 billion that he's wanting to vaccinate with his ID chip vaccination. They'll be able to mark and see and follow and surveil every human being on the face of the globe. We have a representative constitutional republic with a representative form of government today, but it's now being brought to a screeching halt. Just a few years ago, our Islamic president, Barack Hussein Obama, said he was going to transform America fundamentally. That's what we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, take place today. I've got about 100 articles that I'm going to scan through and just talk about quickly some of them on this broadcast today. But I want us to understand how serious this matter is. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
You know, I think we may need to call Rod Serling because this seems to be an episode of the Twilight Zone. I mean, as I watch the news, I almost hear that as a background music. You know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You're right.
Literally, it's completely an absurd world. I mean, it's the Rod Serling world, the Twilight Zone world, where you've got manipulators. You know, it's like these hands of fate with the strings attached and the manipulation going on right now. You know, Google thinks that they're the manipulator, and they are. Facebook thinks they're the manipulator, and they are. Bill Gates thinks he's a manipulator, and he is. But there is a master manipulator that's a level above them. and they don't realize it, I believe. I mean, as you're going to talk about Bill Gates, I would challenge folks today, and this is a year-old video, but it's still out there. Just keyword search Cruz and what's his name? Epstein, but not the Epstein that didn't kill himself in prison, but the other Epstein, the Robert Epstein, that's a Dr. Robert Epstein, that reveals how Google in the last election manipulated potentially 2.6 million plus votes, and they did it silently, quietly, because they manipulate your searches. I challenge you to do this because I do it a lot. I'll bounce from platform to platform, search engine to search engine, keyword searching the exact same thing. And you search something conservative, you know of a video out there, you know of a news story, and you think of 3, 4, 5 words that relate to that story, keyword search those in Google. And if it's a conservative search, conservative search is one of those, by the way. If you're searching for something conservative or that would undergird a conservative argument that shows facts and data and, you know, reveals things that would support that, you search it on Google, and many, many, many times it'll fall 20, 30, 40 pages down, where literally you have to scroll and scroll and scroll to find it. And then you hit conservative search, or you hit DuckDuckGo, you hit something, and you go, my goodness, that's the first one that popped up. Well, why is that? How did that happen? I mean, and Facebook right now and YouTube right now, they're shadow banning folks, but they're taking other steps. Right now, the two doctors out in California that have tested over 5,000 folks for Wuhan flu, and they've crunched the numbers. By the way, for that region, that's more than all the others combined as far as testing goes. These two doctors come out, they expose what they've done in testing, they identify that there's an infection rate potentially 50 times or 80 times more than is being reported, which shoves down the mortality rate associated with the Wuhan flu, makes it much more like ordinary flu. But that's not
flu or less. With that report that you're talking about out in California, it makes the this virus about half as deadly as the normal flu. That was the end result of their finding.
Right. But see your mass media types want to maintain a level of hysteria, a level of fear right now. So that particular story, look at it. Go search for it right now on YouTube, because I've already posted multiple links on my Facebook page. And guess what? One after another disappear. And, you know, they will tag those videos. How do they tag the last one? Basically, that it violates their community standards. And you go, what community? I want you to cite what community standard that video, these two professional medical doctors with their study, where they lay out all the facts, all the details, how does that violate something that you, some arbitrary rule that you've created? Now, again, it's whack-a-mole, because people keep putting up different videos, and they haven't killed all the videos, and it leaves the illusion that, oh, they're not really doing this, or it's, but no, this happens a lot. This happens a lot. The Larry Sinclair video from years ago, I think they squashed that for a long time. Larry Sinclair, you know, rented out the National Press Club, you know, auditorium room, whatever, and called a press conference, and he did a two-hour video where he was exposing the nitty-gritty details of Barack Obama and his drug use and his homosexuality. And literally, they squashed all that. And you know, you mentioned the name Larry Sinclair, and people would look at you like, who are you talking about? They had no clue. Well, that's what takes place every single day. And these folks, your Facebook types, your Google types, they think they are the string pullers. They think they are the kingmakers. And, you know, as the world sees,
well, that's what happens. That's what happens in a dictatorship, socialist / communist, Marxist environment. In fact, one of the things that's taking place as we speak, and it's infringing on our constitutional rights and our Bill of Rights from the standpoint of freedom of religion. And it would not have been done in normal times. Here's an article that says, a Minneapolis neighborhood of Ilhan Omar's district plays Muslim call to prayer five times a day for Ramadan. It says the residents of the predominantly Muslim neighborhood in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is part of the Ilhan Omar's district, can now hear the public call to prayer broadcast five times a day from the mosque in during Ramadan. They'll never stop it, though. Here's what the call to prayer is, Greg, for those that are not aware of it. This is translated from the Arabic. It says, Allah is great, Allah is great, Allah is great. I bear witness that there is no God except one Allah. I bear witness that there's no God except one, and that is Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Hurry to prayer, hurry to prayer, hurry to salvation, hurry to salvation. Allah is great, Allah is great. There's no God except one, and that's Allah. And that's going to be broadcast, started already, be broadcast five times a day, that everybody, even Christians, have got to tolerate and listen, and it's being brought in. It'll never change. It'll never go away. That's normal in all Islamic nations. It's not normal in America. But as a result of this pandemic, it's being allowed. Greg, we got about 15. We got about 15 seconds before our news break. What do you say in relationship to that? Is that seeing a fundamental change in America?
In Jacksonville, Florida, I am convinced if a church began to play something at more than, 80 decibels or something outside the church, they would come knock on the church doors and give a city citation saying, you're violating the noise ordinance. That's the city, that's the community, that's the time we live in. But for Muslims, yes. No, everything's fine.
Greg, hang in there. We're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Be right back with the completion of Let's Face the Issues broadcast today.
Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.